And he's a retired brigadier of Pakistan Army. I would request Sir Haris Nawaz to please come and share your views. How do you see things as you have experience of military operations and other things and the Palestine issue? Aap sab ki bharpoor taaliyon mein, retired Brigadier Haris Nawaz.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Distinguished guests, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, assalamu alaikum. When you come in the last, I think you have a very limited scope to speak out because a lot of speakers have already done it. And but I'll take take repetitions and talk frankly. Actually, these days you must have realized the whole world is haunted and they are confused whether there will ever be a peace between Israel and Palestinians. And then there are two solutions that are always told. One is, of course, one state solution, and second is two state solutions. One state, they want a very moderate, secular state with Arab Israelis and also Jews, they live together. That means Palestinians and Jews, they live together with all equal rights as citizens, and they enjoy all the perks and privileges. Second is, of course, when we talk about one state solution, the two state solution, that is very, very important. And that is what we also want, that Palestinians must have the right to self-determination. They have their homeland, but then all the Arabs or the Palestinians are brought back to their homelands, and then they enjoy and stay there. But there are a lot of problems. And that is what we have to discuss here, how we are going to overcome it. Likewise, Jerusalem is our international city. Initially, they had talked about it, and they said in 1947 that it is going to be international city. But now that is a problem because Jerusalem is equally good and very sacred for all the Muslims, Christians, and Jews. So that is what is the difference we face difficulty these days. But I will just restrict myself to the solutions and the way forward. You see, the basic problem is we will keep struggling for so long and another 50 years, but we will not be able to get the what we want for the Palestinian and even for the Kashmir. Unless we get focused, we get united, and we make a very strong platform to raise our voice. And that is our Organization of Islamic Cooperation. There we find a lot of differences, we are divided, and we don't find that things are coming up well. So here's the thing we have to get together. We have a lot of economic strength. We have the best of skilled manpower, and we have all the resources, but those are all on diverging axes. We are not concentrating, and that is what matters a lot. If you see, we have a problem of Shia, Sunni. It is intentionally created because the reason is that they want to sell their war machineries to the Middle East. Billions of dollars are being spent by our Arab friends, then our of course, we have seen a lot of things coming up there, and the whole money is going back to the United Nations, then of course the United States, and they're flourishing their war machineries. So we have to ensure that these things are overcome and we raise our voice. Same problem we face in Kashmir. You see, the Kashmir is also having the same problem, but unless we are together and we make very strong Organization of Islamic countries, and we have realized that for that, we have to be together. See how Islamophobia was immediately adopted by the United Nations because the whole of Islamic world went and they got the resolution and then it went over there. Likewise, now is the time that we get together, and that there are two only issues which is facing the Muslim countries. One is Kashmir and second is Palestine. And unless we are strong, we will never be able to achieve this. Pakistan, again, just want to talk about Pakistan. Pakistan is facing a lot of difficulties because we are an Islamic country, one. Number two, we have a nuclear power. Number three, we have a large standing army and a very battle-hardened army. But if we get economic progress, then we can take a decision in national interest. And that is what we have been denied. That is why CPAC is not being allowed to complete. That is the only reason, because the day we get CPAC, we will be economically prospering, and then we will be very strong. And that is what is not desired by India, by, of course, other, we know the countries which matters in this regard. And that is why we have a problem in Afghanistan. Remember, Americans never came to Afghanistan to kill 200 Al-Qaeda people. They came, they had a big design to sit on the mouth of Central Asia, then monitor Iran, then monitor Pakistan, China, Central Asia, and that is what they achieved their designs. And as long as Afghanistan is not peaceful, we will never be able to complete our projects in CPAC. Because then we have, if Afghanistan is peaceful, Central Asia connectivity we have with Pakistan, and then we go to the whole world. These are the problems we are facing it. So today is a time the whole of Islamic world must realize we have 57 countries. We have to sit together, work out a plan, and raise voice as a collective, strong voice. But unless militarily, economically, and of course with all these things, we stand united, we will never be able to achieve. So these are the reasons why I say that we have to be very, very clear about it. Then it's a war of economy, we all understand. As long as we are economically strong, we can dictate our terms. What Israel is doing it, a very small country, and economically they have developed, militarily they have developed, so dictate their terms. And big powers are supporting them. So unless we are together, that is what I always maintain, that Pakistan, along with all the OIC countries, if we become strong, and then of course we don't have universities, we don't have hardwares, everything we have to buy, and we are making USA and so many other conditions. So this is what we needed. I am sure if we follow this, we will be able to achieve it. But the thumb rule is develop economically, develop militarily, and stand, raise your collective voice. Thank you very much.